Well, as we've all heard so much about this February, it's Obama versus Clinton versus Carter.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
That's right. Democratic president contender Barack Obama is up against former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter for, drumroll please, a Grammy Award.
Yeah, those past presidents and a presidential wannabe have all been nominated for Best Spoken Word Album for the audio versions of their latest books. So let's see who has the verbal skills, the way with words, the dulcet tones that might bring home a little tiny statue with their name on it.
Will it be Barack Obama for The Audacity of Hope, Thoughts on Reclaiming the American Dream?
A tradition that stretched from the days of the country's founding to the glories of the Civil Rights Movement. A tradition based on the simple idea that we have a stake in each other, and that what binds us together is greater than what drives us apart.
Or will it be the former President Clinton with this rendition of Giving, How Each of Us Can Change the World?
Everyone, regardless of income, available time, age, and skills, can do something useful for others, and in the process, strengthen the fabric of our shared humanity.
Or maybe friend of the BPP, Jimmy Carter, the man from Plains, with Sunday Morning in Plains, bringing peace to a changing world.
I've been teaching Sunday school my entire adult life, ever since I was a young midshipman leading Bible study for the children of officers and men who were stationed at the U.S. Naval Academy.
It's not a shoo-in for these real politicians. Fictional presidential hopeful Alan Alda is also up for one, and they could all get served by poet Maya Angelou, also nominated. But don't feel bad for Mr. Bill Clinton if he doesn't win this one. No worries. The missus already has one. Hillary Clinton won a Grammy in 1997 for spoken word for It Takes a Village.